I think Santa Cruz is really lucky to have you here and for everything that you do. Jessica, can you provide any resources to students who are interested in pursuing a career with, you know, the type of work that you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, you know, just talk to people and look at jobs, you know, do internships in different schools. This job is really variable, and what I do here looks different than maybe the same job in other areas of the state, right? People say, if you've seen one SELPA, you've seen one SELPA. But just like special education in general, there are so many different aspects of it. And so if people are interested in it, you know, I would say, talk to people who do that work, go and visit, you know, intern or volunteer, and figure out what's important to you, right? Like, for, you know, what's your purpose and what do you like to do for work? And, you know, do you like to be with people all day? Do you like to be with kids all day? Do you like to work with adults? You know, there are so many different levels to like special education and things that are happening, from coaches who will come in and coach teachers and teach adults how to do the work, to teachers in the classroom teaching the kids, researchers in special education, right? And so, like I said, my path was not exactly straight, and I didn't even know, you know, what a SELPA was on the East Coast. California is the only place that has SELPAs. And so I absolutely love this job, but it's not something that's available in another state, right? And so I think figuring out what it is that you love to do, and sometimes it's doing a job and then picking out the pieces, right? And saying like, oh, you know, I really love this aspect of it, but here are the things that are always on my to-do list and that I'm sort of procrastinating, right? Mm-hmm. So just sort of, I think, stockpile in your head, what are those things that you really get excited about and feel passionate about? And what are those things that are kind of always on the to-do list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then find the position that really works for you, that, you know, fuels your passion and gets you excited, and, you know, less of the other stuff. And not to say that every job is perfect, right? There's always stuff that I'd rather do this more than that. But for me, you know, all of those things that I talked about, like the analytical skills, the interpersonal skills, for me, it's a really good fit because I can do the system work, but I also get to work with people individually. I love kind of figuring things out and looking at data and, you know, and helping people. Like, for me, it's really important that I'm not just, you know, like creating a widget, that I'm, you know, making a difference for people, whatever that is. And so I think just finding out, you know, what's important to you, and you may not know. I mean, so the other thing is, or may not know something's available. So like me not knowing what a SELPA was, you know, coming from the East Coast, maybe even just looking at different jobs, right? And seeing what's out there and figuring out like, oh yeah, this sounds like something that I might like. Because sometimes people don't even know what jobs exist, right? It's what you've seen or what you've grown up with or people you've known. And for me, as I get older and, you know, meet with people and I think, oh, you do that? Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, right? And so I just think, you know, talking to people and figuring out what you love to do, and then just try it out and yeah, add to your life.
Great advice. Thank you. And yeah, asking questions, and you mentioned internships at one point might mm-hmm. be another great resource, you know, to kind of find out more about something that you may be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you had talked before a little bit about, you know, how do you learn something? And I think theory and practice are very different, mm-hmm. right? And so going and seeing what somebody does every day, or being in that environment for a little bit, is very different than reading about it or just hearing about it without seeing it firsthand. So
great point.
Yeah. And time, right? And so mm-hmm. not like a single snapshot of like, oh yeah, I went and checked that place out, but like I spent a week there, or I spent, you know, what you see in one day doesn't necessarily always translate to what goes on. So
agreed. Well, yeah, thank you very much for that. And